What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the magnificent Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. 4 days to go until Super Bowl 59 between the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs. Merrill, yesterday was day two of 4 days in a row of media down in New Orleans. Let's start with head coach Nick Sirianni. What were the highlights to you, Merrill, from his session?
Well, he talked about his staff, about the different coaches. He said, "We cannot be great without the greatness of others." He did later in the conference focus on both Vic Fangio and Kellen Moore and the job that they have done. He called it a phenomenal job, and that's quite true. He was also asked about Kellen perhaps moving on, not specifically this year, but about the fact that eventually you're going to lose him, although most people do feel that he could end up next week after the Super Bowl as the head coach of the Saints. But one thing that Nick said, and he was very emphatic about this, is that Kellen's entire focus is on this game. He hasn't wavered in that focus one single bit. He also said that the team, nobody plays a perfect game. He said, but one of the things this team embraced is adversity, and they battled back, and that's a big reason that they are here and heading for the Super Bowl. He also talked about Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator of the Chiefs, and he said his defense presents great challenges. You've got to expect the unexpected. And he was asked also about himself, about what he does to try to get better. And he said he actually tries to get better every day. And he said he's learned that there is a time to be excited and show emotion, and there is a time not to show emotion.
How does Nick, Merrill, feel about coaching against Andy Reid again for the fourth season in a row?
Well, he thinks the world of Andy Reid, and he has mentioned that he's one of the great coaches of all time. And he said, look, he said, it's nice to be compared to Andy Reid for winning a lot, but the fact of the matter is he's had about 300 wins more success than I've had. But he called going against Andy Reid an absolute honor.
Let's turn to Jalen Hurts. He had a press conference yesterday that lasted about a half an hour. What stood out to you from his session?
I'm going to tell you what stood out to me the most. Not any of his comments, not anything specific, but I watched Jalen Hurts, and I've watched Jalen Hurts since he arrived, and this is the most relaxed and self-assured I have ever seen Jalen Hurts. He seemed very much at ease. He didn't seem at all as if he was being quizzed with tough questions. He just handled everything very, very well, and he smiled a lot. He actually smiled more than I've ever seen him smile at a press conference, and not in a sarcastic way, but in a way that he seemed to enjoy himself. And I'm sure that the people attending that press conference felt that warmth coming through. He was asked about the pressure, and this was a great statement. He was asked about the pressure that's involved in playing in a Super Bowl, and he actually said, "No pressure. I'm just playing the game that I love to play."
That's good stuff, Merrill. Great observations from these press conferences. It's Super Bowl week, so they're only halfway through them. They got more today, and they got more tomorrow. That is the price of getting this far, and obviously they want to get this far. That's the great, magnificent Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.